2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall. Dancing with the Stars on RTE 2FM. Sponsored by Hyundai. Experience standout performance with the Inster, voted Irish Small Car of the Year.
Yes, oh my days. Last night on Dancing with the Stars, comedian Michael Fry and his professional dance partner Kylie Vincent were doing this.
Michael Fry and Kylie Vincent.
Oh my god, I'm so annoyed.
Yeah, same.
Good. As long as you feel the same way I do, Michael, that's all that really matters.
Yeah.
Michael and Kylie, I really and truly never thought that I was going to be chatting to you. Definitely not this early on in the competition anyway. Oh god, there we go. There's a bit of Dua Lipa just in case we wanted to throw it in there as well. Lads, okay, look, we need to talk about the obvious, and Kylie, you've lived through the show so many times.
Yes.
This is the first time that the eliminations have been brought up this soon.
It happened too quick.
Yeah, so there was no real like settle in period. There was no like I'm safe, this is okay going on. But going into tonight's show, let's talk about actually your entire journey on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Like signing up to the show to begin with, Michael,
yeah,
you were the biggest shock. When I
right.
saw all the names
yeah,
that were
yeah,
coming
yeah.
up, myself and Jen sat down before Christmas and we got revealed everyone. We saw Michael Fry come up and I went, no way did they convince him to do this show, because I thought you would be such a great addition to it. And you were a great addition to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
When you got that call, how was it?
I got a text from my agent. She was like, oh, we've a meeting with Dancing with the Stars. I know what you're going to say. You're going to say no. And I was like, you don't know what I'm going to say.
You don't know me.
But we had already had this conversation on the set of No Worries If Not, where it was like, if they asked you, would you do it? And I was like, oh, I don't know. And then obviously it came in and I was like, yes, yes, I'm going to do it. It's what a mental thing to do.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like the main reason for doing this is plot. Like, I think this is the funniest thing I could have done. And it's ended in the funniest way it could have as well. As in, like, I hold the record now for the earliest exit ever.
Oh, Michael.
On Dancing with the Stars. And I think that is priceless. So, yeah.
I love how you're constantly a comedian. It's
yeah.
like, okay, what's the gag from this? How am I going to bring this into my show?
Well,
into
I have
podcast?
To. I've got a whole Edinburgh show out of this. Like,
oh,
you know, just constantly mining material this whole time. Like.
Oh, my God. Kylie, of course, you are back after having baby Lando, who is the most beautiful child I've ever seen in my whole entire life. Coming back into another season of Dancing with the Stars and being paired up with Michael as well. Like the last time you had Davy Russell and you guys weren't really far, and this time you got Michael and you guys were gelled together so well. When you came out last week, the quick step, you threw the kitchen sink at him.
Honestly, he has not said no to anything I've asked of him. He tried so hard in the studio. In the beginning, he was like, what have I signed up for?
Yeah.
This is so hard. It's so physical. We had to take so many breaks in the beginning. And this week, he just kept going. He was like, no, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Mm.
So I've seen such a massive improvement only in this short period of time. It would have been so nice to see what else he could have done.
Yeah.
But I'm just so proud of him. Quick Step and Samba, Ballroom, Latin, tick.
Sorry, and it's
done.
Not even a boring ballroom. It's a good fun ball. You know how I feel about ballroom.
It's a fast ball. They made me run.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They made me run in both of those.
They
so
did.
No wonder I'm tired.
Sorry, I will say that that's one of the most annoying comments to get from the judges, where they're like, you need to up the stamina. And it's like, as if I'm not trying.
Yeah, it's week one.
Yeah.
What do you want
I'm
me to do?
Paired with a professional athlete, like,
yes.
who is so fit. So what do you expect from me?
Yeah. I think that was always going to be my biggest challenge, was stamina. I've always been the kid who couldn't run and was kind of picked last for things like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I maybe should have gone into it being like, okay, I should work on stamina. But like, I focused on maybe losing a bit of weight first.
Yeah.
Because I was like, okay, well, if I'm heavy, I can't dance. And then there's, you know, because it's a lot of effort to get this body off the ground anyway, because I'm a tall man. So I don't know. There was like, you can look back, and if someone asked me last night, one of the journalists asked me, like, oh, what went wrong for you? And I'm like, nothing went wrong.
Nothing went wrong.
Like, you can look back on different things, but like, it might have made some small difference, but it's down to public vote at the end of the day. Like, I might have gotten one extra point from the judges for whatever it was, but that's just the way it is.
Let's talk about the points last night, though, because you did do great.
Yes.
Let's talk about that, because you came out and did a samba.
Yes.
Which is not an easy dance to do at all. You were a joy to watch. You really were. You were having an absolute ball out there. You left everything on the dance floor. I think that's something you can be really proud of. But great marks, Kylie.
Absolutely. I was so impressed to get 7 on a samba.
And from who?
2.
From
OT.
From OT, the queen of samba herself.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
I never, in samba, we all go, right, the scores are going to be really low. You showed what you could do. You got that 7. I was so proud.
I mean, I would be so proud, especially the fact that it is coming from the head judge, from Oti Mabuse, who is notoriously the queen of samba. Just in case anybody has not been aware of this at all, type it into TikTok and just go Oti Mabuse samba and you are in for a wild ride, because
that's very
such
true.
A thrill, isn't it?
Yeah.
So to be able to get such glowing references from her, I do genuinely think what happened was people thought you were safe.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I went into this with an audience that maybe isn't on Dance with Stars, doesn't watch Dance with Stars. So I was bringing people to it and then expecting them to sit through the whole show and then vote at the end and then, that kind of thing. That's a kind of a big ask. It's a 2-hour show, that kind of thing. But no, I wanted to introduce myself to new people and put myself out there. I was just Michael as well. Like, I usually am silly characters, or I do songs, or I do whatever else. I'm rarely myself. So it was actually quite a nice thing
to just be myself
and do something different.
Did you find that quite hard, though? Because, you've got a persona online and a lot of people would have been introduced to you, especially over the lockdown when you were doing all the indie songs, which we had a great kick out of.
Yeah.
So was that a nice feeling to walk out there on a Sunday, or even being in the rehearsal studios with Kylie and everybody else, to just be like, oh, hey, I'm Michael Fry?
Yeah, it was challenging. It was really, really hard. Particularly that first week, I think we were on the stairs and I remember just my whole body shutting down. Like, it was so, so hard to do that. And also just to be in big crowded rooms of people. And I think we were talking just before this about the worst bit of the whole experience, which is when you film your eye dance, which is that bit where you twirl at the start. And then they have this bit where it's like, it's just you dancing. Yeah. And someone goes, okay, Michael, dance. And I'm like, I haven't been taught how to dance yet. I don't know what you're talking. What do I do? So I think you were looking at me, Kylie was looking at me panicking, or looking at me panicking. And then we were doing the mashed potato, we were doing the monkey, we were doing.
I was like, come on. Yeah. He's like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, give me these.
And I was like, throw on some 70s disco and I'll do that. Like, it was just so frightening. But one of the choreographers, Neil, said to me afterwards, he was just like, well, you've no vocabulary in this. So how would you know what to do?
Yeah.
And then his other advice, which I think is really important, was just pretend you're a Muppet. You know? Pick him up and pretend you're one of those. And I was like, okay, I'm Animal for a little while. You know, that kind of thing.
And go from there.
And go for it.
It is really hard. And I will say that those eye dance days where you come in and it's the top of the show that everybody sees is the most nerve-wracking thing in your whole entire life. Because you don't have any given steps. And this is what, when I came off the show as well, people kept saying, oh my God, you're going to be on the dance floor at the wedding. I was like, no.
I
don't have a pro shouting in my ear going, left, left, right, right, move.
Yeah, yeah. I went out with Tolu and some of the pros last night and they went to a salsa club and everyone's dancing salsa. And me and Tolu looked at each other being like, we haven't been taught this.
Yeah,
we
don't know this move.
We're just going to stand there awkwardly in the side, So it is different.
I don't actually have the rhythm. I know how to get A to B to C to
Or I know a specific dance.
Yeah.
And I guess I could mix up the steps of that dance, but it's not going to make any sense to anyone.
Did you enjoy doing the show?
Yeah, I had I had such a nice time. I had a lovely time working with Kylie, obviously.
I know,
and then everybody backstage is lovely. That crew, cast, all the other celebs were great. I didn't envision my best friends being Brian Kennedy and the Rosa Tralee and Tony McKay. You know what I mean? I had a great time.
I do have to say, you've got a great gang this year. It's really giddy and it's really fun. And I do feel like there should be hidden cameras on you guys more, because that's where the crack is. I watching you all interact together when there's no one actually around is so fun.
Yeah.
Because you're all ripping each other in different scenarios. I love watching Amber and Neve together. I think they're
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I keep calling them the roof merchants. At any given point, they'll go, whoop, whoop. Yeah, for no given reason at all.
But everyone's so supportive as well. Like, as in, during, I wasn't nervous during my dances because I knew every, well, I was obviously nervous during my dances, but when we were doing the rehearsals and stuff, I knew everyone was in the box and they were feeling the same way I was about them, you know, as in, like, I could have cried at Jordan's dance last night because I love Jordan. You know, and I just, and Tolu smashed it and Philip smashed it and, you know, that kind of thing.
Tolu gave me, like, proper goosebumps. The way that she can move her body and she just looked like a movie star. And Philip's lifts were absolutely sensational.
Incredible.
I didn't nearly break my neck to try and get out on the floor. They had to give me a good talking to after the dressing
room. Come on, Laura.
Back. Just for context, in the dress rehearsals of Dance with the Stars and during the show, I sit back and I watch all the stuff on a monitor so I can see it like perfect and I can see exactly what everybody's watching at home. And then I saw the shirt rip open and Irvina and Robert, they both said to me, they were like, we've watched you do a jive and we've never seen you move as quick. I went, and I peered out and I was like, is everybody else seeing what's happening here? The two of them, oh, were just amazing.
That's phenomenal.
How much of a learning experience was this for you in terms of dance and like the dancer's dedication? Like, have you got a new appreciation for the art that is dancing, Michael?
Absolutely. Yeah. It wasn't as easy as I thought it was going to be. You know, I don't know what I thought.
I think mentally, did you think going into it, it's like, oh yeah, okay, I'm going to do this show, I'm going to do this, it's going to be fine. Mm. But it's, you don't actually ever think about the hours and hours and hours that go into
and
learning.
The physical toll it takes on you, but also the mental toll. Like, there was some days where it was like, I was physically okay, but like, Kylie could just see my brain switch off and I just wasn't taking in any new information. So that's kind of difficult as well. But I thought it was important to learn something and stick at it, because I don't know, I haven't as an adult practiced something over and over again. I get bored very easily and stuff like that, so it's actually a challenge to be like sitting in a studio with somebody and being like, okay, now I have to do this bit over and over, this really complex bit with scarves, or you know, do a knee slide over and over again. I have so many bruises on my knees from that knee slide, you know? So there's things like that that like are frustrating but are rewarding if you properly push through them, you know? So that was really good. I think I'll carry that energy through the next thing I learned.
Two things. The scarf, because having a prop in anything is quite difficult, and you redeemed yourself so well. I mean, it obviously was on the ground, and Oti gave you such great points for that too, where you picked it up and you were like, I watched that back
and it's so funny as well. I just... As in, like, because I was fully in on the hip tilt and then I looked down. It's such a humiliating kind of like, oh, I forgot my scarf, sorry. So I just so I have that if nothing else.
Oh, that's just great. You also learned how to breathe.
I learned how to breathe. Oh my god!
I mean,
yeah.
In and out. And has Kylie told you that you're a good boy yet?
Several times.
Good. I also, before we get into the pressing questions that I do have to ask you, last night on your way home, you had a very eventful journey.
Yeah, Tolu's boyfriend and my housemate, we all got stuck in the port tunnel. So that was class.
Lovely.
So the taxi just broke down and then we're all sitting there and the clutch was gone, so we could smell the clutch. And we're like, what is happening? And I just thought it was so, it's the most me thing that's ever happened. Like, earliest exit from Dancing with the Stars, and now I'm going to die in a tunnel. Like, is it like, great? You know, so.
I was brushing my teeth last night and I was watching like Instagram stories and I was like, is he? He's in the tunnel.
I was in the port and like, oh, the poor taxi driver. He was lovely, but he was just so frustrated as well. And I obviously was just dying laughing because I was just like, this is so unbelievably funny.
You have gotten to know everybody and I know that we're only 2 weeks in, but I have to ask you this question. Who's your money on to win?
Oh, to win.
Let's actually say, who's your money on to make the final?
To make the okay. I think Tolu at this point is unbelievable. I would say Caitlin, Eric.
Okay.
I think that was my, but I'd love Jordan to do it as well.
Yeah.
I really would, because he's brilliant.
He is.
You know?
He's awesome.
I want to cry talking about Jordan. He's so nice.
And he is. He's such a gem of a guy.
And he's only 21. Like, you forget about that. And it's just like, he goes in, he's done The Apprentice, but he hasn't done a whole lot of like live stuff or whatever. And I'd say the same for Amber as well. Like, that's hard.
Yeah.
I'm a stand-up. I've done pretty scary stuff or whatever. You get up in front of crowds or whatever. They haven't done that. And I'm like, do you know what? I deserve to go home.
Michael, we can praise everybody else, but I don't think at your expense either. You put everything into that show.
Yeah.
Kylie, don't you dare for a second think that I'm not going to
come to you.
I knew you
were going to come.
Let's go. Call out the finalists.
For me, Jordan.
Yeah.
I feel like there's so much potential there and
the hard work and the dedication that he puts into it, I think that's going to grow throughout the season. I love Caitlin. I think there's great. And for me, last night, Tolu just showed. I don't know. I got goosebumps. I just felt that I could connect with her.
Yeah.
And I think that's such an important thing. And then that fourth spot, I don't know. There's so many potentials to slot in
there. I will save your marriage and say Stephen and Neve.
Neve really pulled it out the bag last night.
She really did. She's got a great trainer.
Great partner. Okay.
Guys, it was... I'm so happy that I got to talk to you this morning, but I'm so sad that I am speaking to you both as well. You were absolutely fantastic on the show. I don't think you'll ever listen to Ed Sheeran Sapphire again, will you?
I never want to hear that song ever again.
The opening
note of that song will remain in my nightmares till I die. So.
Michael Fry and Kylie Vincent, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And Dancing with the Stars will, of course, be back next Sunday on your TV screens from 6:30 on RT1. And to make sure that we don't run into something like this again, don't forget to vote for your favourites.
Dancing with the Stars on RTE 2FM, sponsored by Hyundai. Experience standout performance with the Inster, voted Irish Small Car of the Year.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.